Don't look at me! Don't you fucking look at me!
This is the time, and we don't want you. This is the time, and we don't want you. taking him a tour of all this shit up.
Sit down, he's still here.
Oh, come on, man.
Why do you keep fucking with the king?
That's not good.
All right, now that I've got that off your chest. Who are we celebrating tonight? Who's tonight? Tonight's special guest star is John S. Hall from King Missile. He isn't here, but he's our special guest star tonight. He's with us in spirit. This stand is possessed by the devil. No, don't change it because I'm going to whoop it. Listen, John's on a spoken word tour. He was on a spoken word tour. He probably got arrested. But, I'm going to lay a little spoken word on y'all. Not that slimy-ass spoken word that you hear in coffee shops. Not some rich white guy going, I feel the pain of the ghetto! The only pain that guy's gonna feel is when I stick my foot so deep in him, his breast gonna smell like shoe polish. I'm not talking about John S. Hall. John S. Hall does real poetry. I'm just talking about your normal spoken word asshole. Okay, here we go. Let me explain a little something to you right now. This is from Keeping Secrets by Suzanne Somers. I bet you're not going to believe this, but you know Suzanne Somers wet the bed. She was a pee-pee girl. I know people will pay good money for that, but that's another story. All right, our story so far. This little excerpt from the book. All right, our story so far. Suzanne's sister is going to get engaged. She's like 16, but that's like, you know, old maid where Suzanne came from. And she's going to get engaged, so her boyfriend's family comes over. Now, Suzanne, what am I missing? So they're just pointing at Dave and like, what? What did I miss? Fuck you all. I'm in the middle of my beautiful fucking spoken word thing, and you're fucking with me. Okay, so the boyfriend's family's coming over. They're about to meet Suzanne Somers' family for the first time. However, Suzanne Somers' father is an alcoholic, okay? Yeah. Okay, so what happens is, like, they come over and everything's going well, but Dad's starting to get a little sauced, okay? And eventually, he gets a couple booze in him, he does a little toast, he says, his first toast is, here's the getting it up and keeping it up. So they all laugh nervously. Then he starts talking about his buddy Beachy Bozzio. He's like, that son of a bitch couldn't beat shit out of anybody. So he starts talking about how he beat him up, made him kiss his ass. Now everybody's getting a little more nervous, okay? Now this is the important part. It's a little quiet around the household. And Pops turns to young Suzanne Somers. Young Suzanne Somers, who would later invent the Thighmaster and change the lives of absolutely no one here. But she would star as Chrissy on Three's Company, and I know that helped my adolescence out a little. Okay, so Dad turns to young Suzanne Somers. You gotta remember now, the new future in-laws are all there. And he says, what? Well, you people are gonna pay attention to me. This is deep. If he takes his dick out again, don't look at him. Says to her, says, do you like mommy, Daddy asked. His jaw was starting to get loose. He was now talking to anyone. Danny and I pushed our knees together. Oh God, here he goes, I thought. Sometimes Daddy doesn't like me, he slurred. Then I have to give her a little poke in the twat. If you get a chance, run right out and get that book. It's so enjoyable. All right, now what's up?
Nothing's up.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You don't have a little ride you want?
I don't, a little what?
A little ride on there in that story?
Ride.
A little excitement? Isn't the guitar a little further away from your body than it normally is?
I don't think so.
I know I can play my keyboards right now without using my hands.
Ooh.
Hey, slow down because we gotta play in the opening band for the next act.
You have to save your energy.
Yeah, I gotta save my energy.
I'm
sleepwalking through this show.
Well, what?
Well, that and the fact that I'm so full of Ferganese.
I would have been more interested in this story.
Yep.
Isn't there another story in there?
Well, you want me to read the other one?
The one, isn't there one with a car in it?
No.
No? Oh, I must have been thinking of another.
No, you're thinking of Mary Queen of Scots.
Yeah, sure.
There's a car in Mary Queen. Right before they chop her head off, they give her a car. It was an old English country.
Well, I think it would have been better if there was a car in it.
That would have been, that story would have been a little better if there was anything in it. If Suzanne Somers wasn't in it, but it hadn't happened to somebody else, that would have been good.
Yeah, I think.
Like,
yeah.
Betty Ford. Betty Ford would have been good in that story. What? Nah, shut up. What? Well, speak to me, boy.
I know
you want out of this, but I'm just straight in for all I can get.
Well,
I like standing here sweating. It makes me feel like a homer.
What kind of car does Betty Ford have to drive?
I've been to her clinic. It's lovely. She drives a bitchin' Camaro.
Let's torch the whole village.